Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues facing South Carolina's entrepreneurial community. And here to help us, as always, is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Well, you know, we've talked in the past about opportunity zones, which I think is a really big deal across the country. This is some legislation that's strongly bipartisan. One of the key sponsors was Tim Scott, our U.S. Senator, and Cory Booker from New Jersey. This is to attract capital into low-income communities. And there's 8,700 opportunity zones all over the country and then a ton of them in South Carolina. If you got a capital gain, if you had a successful business or a profitable piece of real estate, and you roll that into an investment in an opportunity zone, and you hold that investment for 5 years, you get a step up in basis of 10% of the gain, so you don't pay as much tax. If you keep it there for 7 years, you get a step up of 15%. But what I really think the really big news is if you invest in a piece of property in an opportunity zone, and you hold it for 10 years, then that entire capital gains can be excluded from tax. Well, it's one thing if it's a piece of real estate, you know, and maybe it doubles in value. But Mike, what about an operating company, you know, like many of the entrepreneurial companies we're talking about? Can you imagine one of them being successful, scaling across the country, and then all of the upside gain from that company being excluded from tax? That would be a really big deal, wouldn't it?
Well, that's got to be very attractive for the entrepreneurs in our audience who have started big companies, and maybe they're close to an exit strategy, selling out and ending up with a huge potential capital gain that they can then just defer and invest right back into a new opportunity.
Right. And so one of the questions about entrepreneurial companies that might be in these kind of zones was, what kind of business did they have to have? Did they have to only do business in the opportunity zone itself, or did they have to be located there and generate revenue from wherever? Recently, the IRS came out with some regulations that are really favorable that basically says an operating company has to be located there, and there's four tests. 50% of the hours, the employees have to be there. 50% of the total dollars paid for services have to be there, or 50% of the management talent needs to be there, then some other facts and circumstances. But basically, at least half the company, employees, hours, you know, management needs to be in this opportunity zone. And if it does, then the revenue can come from the outside. So for example, you could have an e-commerce business generating revenue around the world. And as long as the physical part of the business is located in opportunity zone, you know, it would qualify for a capital gain exclusion when you sold this business down the road. One of the things that I've had some interest in and talked to a number of people is a healthcare provider, not only servicing people in the opportunity zone, but then people outside of the zone, that, and maybe putting together a model that could scale across the United States. So this IRS legislation that makes it clear that revenue can be generated anywhere is a really big deal. So if you're going to invest in these kind of businesses, you got to do it through a fund. Mostly to date, they've been focused on real estate. But I think now what's happening is you're starting to see some funds forming that have an interest in these kind of operating companies. And because South Carolina has so many underserved communities and such a large part of the state qualifies, I mean, I think we can attract a lot of capital from outside of South Carolina. And I know there's a lot of investors that I've talked to that have done a lot of real estate and opportunity zones for a number of years and now are interested in how they can really take advantage of this opportunity to exclude gain from building the company, because there the return could right be 10x or 20x, you know, what your original investment is, and much higher than what you might expect from a real estate investment.
When we were first made aware of the opportunity zones and the impact potential here in South Carolina, it made a pretty big splash towards the end of last year and the first part of this year with several forums and conferences. And a lot of people were waiting on some IRS rulings. And so now you're saying some of these are being made, which are going to spur some of this investment activity even further.
I think that's right. So I think the IRS regulations, they're pretty encouraging to attract a lot of capital to these kind of low-income communities.
John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our webpage, so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.